The tenses are incorrect in these sentences. Please correct them. Paul, would you like to correct the first sentence?
We have to change this go here into went.
Excellent. The writer is talking about the past, something he did yesterday. So we have to change the present tense go into the past tense went.
Tense tells us about time. How many tenses do you think there are in English? Let me explain the tense with these arrows here. Let me use this timeline to explain the tense. Look at the tense table and try to memorize it. The past tense tells us what has happened. The future tense tells us what will happen. The present tense indicates that something is happening now. The continuous tense takes the form of be plus verb ing. Be careful of the tense agreement. Choose the right tense to fit in the blank. Which tense should I use? When did this event happen? Between these two sentences, which took place first? Could you use the future tense here? You've got the wrong tense here. You have to use the past tense here. The tenses don't agree. Write the past tense of the given verbs. There are three grammatical persons in the English language. The first person is I, and the second person is you. Everything other than I and you is the third person. He, she, it, and they are in the third person. Can you see how the verb has changed here? The verb must agree with its subject in person and number. Be careful of subject-verb agreement. Always be careful with the third-person singular subjects. Don't forget the verb agreement when it's a third-person singular subject. If the subject is a third-person singular, you have to add an S to the verb. You should have added an S here. If the verb ends with a vowel, you have to add ES. Look at the subject. Is it a singular or a plural? What is the right form of the verb in question 3?